4. The Death of the Curate. It was on the sixth day of our imprisonment that I peeped for the last time and presently found myself alone. Instead of keeping close to me and trying to oust me from the slit, the curate had gone back into the scullery. I was struck by a sudden thought. I went back quickly and quietly into the scullery. In the darkness, I heard the curate drinking. I snatched in the darkness, and my fingers caught a bottle of burgundy. For a few minutes, there was a tussle. The bottle struck the floor and broke, and I desisted and rose. We stood panting and threatening each other. In the end, I planted myself between him and the food and told him of my determination to begin a discipline. I divided the food in the pantry into rations to last us 10 days. I would not let him eat any more that day. In the afternoon, he made a feeble effort to get at the food. I'd been dozing, but in an instant I was awake. All day and all night we sat face to face, I weary but resolute, and he weeping and complaining of his immediate hunger. It was, I know, a night and day, but to me it seems now, an interminable length of time. And so our widened incompatibility ended at last in open conflict. For 2 vast days we struggled in undertones and wrestling contests. There were times when I beat and kicked him madly, times when I cajoled and persuaded him, and once I tried to bribe him with the last bottle of burgundy, for there was a rainwater pump from which I could get water. But neither force nor kindness availed. He was indeed beyond reason. He would neither desist from his attacks on the food nor from his noisy babbling to himself. The rudimentary precautions to keep our imprisonment endurable he would not observe. Slowly I began to realize the complete overthrow of his intelligence, to perceive that my sole companion, in this close and sickly darkness, was a man insane. From certain vague memories, I'm inclined to think my own mind wandered at times. I had strange and hideous dreams whenever I slept. It sounds paradoxical, but I'm inclined to think that the weakness and insanity of the curate warned me, braced me, and kept me a sane man. On the 8th day, he began to talk aloud instead of whispering, and nothing I could do would moderate his speech. "It is just, O God," he would say over and over again. "It is just. On me and mine be the punishment laid. We have sinned. We have fallen short. There was poverty, sorrow. The poor were trodden in the dust, and I held my peace. I preached acceptable folly. My God, what folly, when I should have stood up, though I died for it, and called upon them to repent. Repent, oppressors of the poor and needy, the winepress of God."